Just a few dozen years after the debut of Impressionism, the art critic Félix Fénelon christened Georges Seurat as the leader of a new group of neo-impressionists. He did not mean to suggest the revival of a defunct style. Impressionism was still going strong in the mid-1880s, but rather a significant modification of Impressionist techniques that demanded a new label. Fénelon identified greater scientific rigor as the key difference between New Impressionism and its predecessor. Where the Impressionists were arbitrary in their techniques, the New Impressionists had developed a conscious and scientific method through a careful study of the contemporary color theorists such as Michel Chevreul and Ogden Rude. This greater scientific rigor is immediately visible if we compare Seurat's New Impressionist Grand Jatte with Renoir's Impressionist Moulin de la Galette. The subject matter is similar. An outdoor scene of people at leisure, lounging in a park by a river or dancing and drinking on a cafe terrace. The overall goal is similar as well. Both artists are trying to capture the effect of a dap of light on a sunny afternoon. However, Renoir's scene appears to have been composed and painted spontaneously, with the figures captured in mid-gesture. Renoir's loose painterly technique reinforces this effect, giving the impression of the scene as quickly painted before the light changed. By contrast, the figures in Le Grand Jatte are preternaturally still. The brushwork has been systematized into a painstaking mosaic of tiny dots and dashes, unlike Renoir's haphazard strokes and smears. New Impressionist painters employed rules and a method, unlike the Impressionists who tended to rely on instinct and the inspiration of the moment. One of these rules was to use only the pure colors of the spectrum, violet, blue, green, yellow, orange, and red. These colors could be mixed only with white or with a color adjacent on the color wheel, called analogous colors. For example, to make lighter, yellower greens or darker, redder violets. Above all, the Neo-Impressionists would not mix colors opposite on the color wheel, complementary colors, because doing so resulted in muddy browns and dull grays. More subtle color variations also produced by optical mixing rather than mixing paint on the palette. For example, examine the grass in the sun. Seurat intersperses the overall field of yellow greens with flecks of warm cream, olive greens, and yellow ochre, actually discolored chrome yellow. Viewed from a distance, these flecks blend together to help lighten and warm the green, as we would expect when grass is struck by the yellow-orange light of the afternoon sun. It was this technique of painting in tiny dots, points in French, that gave Neo-Impressionists the popular nickname pointillism, although the artist generally avoided that term since it suggested a stylistic gimmick. For the grass in the shadows, Seurat used darker greens intermixed with flecks of pure blue and even some orange and maroon. These are very unexpected colors for grass, but when we stand back, the colors blend optically, resulting in a cooler, darker, and duller green in the shadows. This green is, however, more vibrant than if Seurat had mixed those colors on the palette and applied them in a uniform swath. Similarly, look at the number of colors that make up the little girl's legs. They include not only the expected pinks and oranges of Caucasian flesh, but also creams, blues, maroons, and even greens. Stand back again, though, and the optical mixture blends them into a convincing and luminous flesh color, modeled in warm light and shaded by her white dress. For more technical information on this topic, see Neo-Impressionist color theory. The Neo-Impressionists also applied scientific rigor to composition and design. Seurat's friend and fellow painter Paul Signac asserted, the Neo-Impressionist will not begin a canvas before he has determined the layout. Guided by tradition and science, he will adopt the lines, directions, and angles, the chiaroscuro, tones, and the colors, tints, to the expression he wishes to make dominant. Numerous studies for Le Grand Jatte testify to how carefully Seurat decided on each figure's pose and arranged them to create a rhythmic recession into the background. This practice is very different from the Impressionists, who emphasize momentary views, impressions, by creating intentionally haphazard-seeming compositions, such as Renoir's Moulin de la Galette. Seurat's Parade de Cirque is even more rigorously geometrical. It is dominated by horizontal and vertical lines, and the just slightly off-rhythmic spacing of the figures and architectural structure creates a syncopated grid. Scholars have debated whether the composition is based on the golden section, a geometric ratio that was identified by ancient Greek mathematicians as being inherently harmonious. The Neo-Impressionists also attempted to systematize the emotional qualities conveyed by their paintings. Seurat defined three main expressive tools as the painter's disposal: color, the hues of the spectrum from warm to cool; tone, the value of those colors from light to dark; and line, horizontal, vertical, ascending, or descending. Each has a specific emotional effect. Gaiety of tone is given by the dominance of light, of color, by the dominance of warmth, of lines, by lines above the horizontal, Calmness of tone is given by the equivalence of light and dark, of colors by an equivalence of warm or cold, and of lines by horizontals. Sadness of tone is given by the dominance of dark, of color, by the dominance of cold colors, and of line, of downward directions. Suraj Kahat, or Kankan, seems designed to exemplify these rules, employing mostly warm, light colors and ascending lines to convey a mood of gaiety appropriate to the dance. The new impressionist style has a relatively brief heyday. Very few artists carried on the project into the 20th century. However, a great many artists experimented with it and took portions of its methods into their own practice, from Van Gogh to Henri Matisse. More broadly, the new impressionists' desire to conform art making to universal laws of perception, color, and expression echoes through modernism in movements as diverse as symbolism, purism, de Staël, and the Bauhaus.